prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 November 2021, halfway through another month and going into the last one of the year pretty soon. Hard to believe, folks. It really is hard to believe how fast time is going and how much has happened over the last few months. It's just, it's hard to imagine. Before we get with our guest tonight, we're going to bring up our guest has been a friend of mine for probably more. She says 39 years old. She's been a friend of mine for at least 14 years then. But anyway.
At least.
At least. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom about some things. Before we do that, though, going to make mention we are going to try to have Bible study this weekend. We're going to try to have it, as we all do, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can watch us, if you like, if you go to our website, PastorButch.com. And find live stream, you'll see us there. 10:30, we start off with some testimonies and prayer requests. 11:30, we get into current events. And then at 1 o'clock, we do Bible studies. And I want you to join us. And last time, it was really great. We had several phone calls last time, people calling in, sharing in comments. I want to thank you all for listening to that. I mean, gee whiz, it's good to have calls come in from different places in the country that are actually watching our teachings. And with Dr. Mikovits being on last time, that view has got thousands of hits. That teaching has got thousands of hits already all over the country and the world. But I want to thank you for joining us. But you can join us, I said, live if you want to watch us live by going to PastorBush.com and find live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. There will be. Now, if you don't have live stream on a computer, you can listen on the phone. Just have to dial a phone number and sit back and listen at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join us. I really mean that. And next Monday and Tuesday night, I'm going to have some guest hosts. I won't be here those two nights. It is our hunting season here, and I have friends coming in and up and down different directions to hunt with us for a couple of days. Monday night, we're going to have Wayne Elliott join you and share his information. Tuesday night, everybody's favorite, at least one of their favorites, Deborah Tavares, will be joining you. I'll be back with you next Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. I can't believe I'm saying that, Thanksgiving next week. But anyway, we'll be back with you on Wednesday night. The offices will be closed next Thursday and Friday. We'll not be in office next Thursday and Friday, okay? The phones will be answered up through Wednesday. At least we'll get the phone calls. But on Thursday and Friday, we won't be in office until the following week. I want you all to know that. So I hope you don't mind, but, you know, everyone, I think, needs a little bit of time off once in a while. And I hope you don't mind knowing that. I really mean that. But anyway, don't forget, also, we're still offering the three for one on the REM sleep and Tranquil while they last. And we are still offering the super quick clean gun. It's good for everything around the house. And our producer, Todd, that works our radio broadcast tonight, has used it and found that it works very well on what he wanted to use it for. So Todd, if you want to chime in sometime, give it a testimony, you can. But the Super Quick Clean Gun does what it says it's going to do. And folks, we have it in stock right now if you want it. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it. We have about 15 calendars left. 15, maybe 20 calendars left in the box. We had a couple hundred of them. They're about all gone. But the first ones, if y'all want a calendar for 2022, if you like the outdoor pictures and enjoy the outdoors like I do, they're beautiful pictures. It's not a real big calendar. Just it'll fit just perfectly somewhere on the wall somewhere. I think you really like the calendar. If you want a copy, just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And say, tell Lisa, hey, I want a copy of his calendar. You don't send any money for it. We'll send it to you. Just give your name and address. We'll send you a copy of the calendar. But they're about all gone. So if you want one, please hurry. And I want you to have it. But once you're gone, we're not going to be ordering any more because it'll be next year time to get them in. So do order them if you want them. We'd love for you to have it, and I do mean that. But anyway, our guest tonight has been a friend of mine and Marcia's and our family, actually, as far as that goes, for several years now, a lot of years. We go back a bunch of years together. And she has been a supporter of us and on this broadcast now for quite a while. If you're listening right now on shortwave, my mind's going blank. Is it 511? Melody, what's this frequency you're on right now? I forgot.
You can't remember?
I can't remember. It went blank on me.
It's been a while.
6115, right?
I think so.
Yeah, 6115. Listen right now on Shortwave Live. You listen to it because Melody Seastrom paid for that hour. Okay, now we do rebroadcast 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern at 3215. If you can't hear well on 6115 right now, go to 3215 Eastern Time. We're back on the same broadcast here right now. We'll be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215. And for those that are giving donations, I want to thank you for using DonorBox. I appreciate it. Folks, if you don't want to send money or a check or whatever, if you go to PastorButch.com, you'll find DonorBox on there. You can, it's just like PayPal. Only to me, it's better because they don't mess up your account so often. So if you want to help us out, DonorBox there if you want help also. And Melody Seastrom, it's good to have you tonight.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
We go back a few years, like I said, and of course I work with you in your broadcast a couple, 3 days a week, and we always have fun working together and trying to make some points to the people and get the information out. And there's no point in kidding ourselves. Our country is in a turmoil, and that's really an understatement. It's in a turmoil. And if I tell people all the time, make sure you're rooted in Christ. Make sure that you are truly born again, not just think you are, but are. Living close to Him and following Him, that's important. Most important thing in the world, folks, is your spiritual well-being. Then your mental well-being and physical well-being all go together. Melody Seastrom has for years helped people plan their futures by getting some hard assets that you have in your hand to use as and when needed. And I really highly respect you for that because she's been doing this for a lot of years. And I know for a fact, I've never heard one bad report about Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. My other places being ripped off, products being delayed or not shipped. Yeah, I've heard that, folks, from people that I knew personally. It really bothered me. With Melody Seastrom, it has not happened. I've not had one person say, I don't trust that woman. She's told this, or she didn't do this. She's always kept her word to everybody that I've spoken to over a lot of years. Melody, that's quite a record, and I admire you for that. I really mean that.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I work with some of the greatest people in the country. They're easy to work with, so it's kind of easy not to... make sure everything goes right. I mean, the customers are great, and they're the ones who makes it easy and simple. So I give it back to them. I give the credit
back to them. It's kind of a team job, isn't it?
It is.
Kind of a team job. But, folks, I know if you live in this country today, anywhere in the world, probably for sure, no doubt. But I'm talking about America and this country right now today, that you're looking at things happening financially that's just absurd. I mean, the government's spending literally trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars. A dollar's dropping in value every day. If you don't believe me, go buy you a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk. Go out and get you a hamburger somewhere. Check out the difference in prices over the last few months. Go get a gallon of gas. If you don't think it's dropping to nothing. But this is something that we must prepare for. And I will tell you that, now listen, I will tell you that we'll get to more points on what we're talking about tonight. If you have a 401k or IRA, if you have any of those, every dollar you put in there, depreciating every day. Every day it depreciates. Now let's just think about this. Watch over the last few months how much that dollar shrunk. Now the government says 6.2%. The actual figure I could say be closer to 20%. But the wages went up 4% over the last couple months. That was a big raise in wages, but inflation took more than 2% back, over 2% back what they gained. So they actually went in a whole 2%. Your dollar's dropping that fast. 401ks, IRAs are paper. They're not guaranteed to you, folks. It's not in your hand. It's not guaranteed to you. And if you did have paper in your hand, if you had dollar bills in your hand, they're shrinking every day. Well, real assets like gold and silver fluctuate, yes, but go up continually. And one day, I do believe they're going to go through the roof. I don't know when, but I know that right now gold's going close to 1900. And I remember back not only doing radio shows together, there was 600, 700. Silver was trying to struggle to get over 12 to 15. Now it's 20, 26 or thereabouts.
25, yeah.
25, yeah. So, folks, please know that this is the way you want to go. And even if everything goes to nothing, if everything goes to nothing and gold and silver drops 3/4, you still got more than anybody else does because you're not sitting there with useless paper in your hand. You got something of value in your hand. You will be the richest man on the block with what little asset you have because nobody else will have anything. Think about that. But what do you want to add to that?
Well, I mean, everything you said is true. And, you know, it certainly is, you know, all the fundamentals there for gold and silver are there. They're strong. The hedge against inflation, the insurance policy for gold. I often get asked, you know, which is a better investment, gold or silver? You can't compare. You can't pick one over the other because they each have their own fundamentals and that's what you buy on. So that's how I see things. And I'm a very conservative planner. We're not financial planners, so I can't give you that type of advice, but I do have an opinion, and it's a very conservative opinion. And I stick with the fundamentals. You can't go wrong. And so they just need – and, you know, we talk a lot about inflation, Butch, and I saw today that Tyson Foods planned further price hikes to offset inflation pressures. And this is what's really kind of irritating. The Springdale, Arkansas-based Tyson, the biggest U.S. meat company by sales, said chicken prices rose 19% during its fiscal fourth quarter, while beef and pork prices jumped 33% and 38% respectively.
Wow.
Respectively.
Wow.
They expect to take continued pricing actions to ensure that any inflationary cost increases that our business incurs are passed along. Our pricing has lagged inflation, but we expect to recover those costs during fiscal 22. So it gives us an idea this is not going away too soon. Tyson Foods achieved a 13% price improvement during fiscal year 2021 and a 24% increase during the fourth quarter. Now, you know, what's amazing is their profits. You know, it's like, okay, you have inflation and you adjust for the inflation, so your profit should stay the same. Maybe, you know, you kind of think, you know, but no, they certainly increase. And Tyson sees fiscal year 2022 revenue growing to between $49 billion and $51 billion, up from $47 billion in 2021. So, you know, you always say it always filters down, it always comes down. They're not going to lose a penny.
No, they're not.
Because they're going to get, no, they're not going to lose a dime or a penny or a nickel. And, but the consumer is, and the consumer will.
And how much did the meat product, chicken and beef, how much did it went up again?
The chicken prices, chicken prices rose 19%, while beef and pork prices jumped 33% and 38% respectively.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
So if you buy $100 worth of it last year, you need $138 to buy the same thing this year.
Yeah.
I mean, That's put in simple terms. That's the way I see thing building. I'm a simple man. I certainly am not a genius, so I think on simple terms. I'm a hillbilly. I got to start somewhere at the bottom. But anyway, so what we're looking at is your cost of the beef went up $38 per hundred.
Yeah.
So that's a huge jump. It really is. Go ahead and share some more. That's interesting. Share some more.
Well, they just go on and saying that this isn't going to go away. This is long term. We're going to do at least through 2022. So what's going to make 22? What's going to change in 2022 to make the prices go lower? I don't know of anything. Heck, listening to some news programs tonight, they were talking about this Biden infrastructure thing. They said you're not going to see any benefits from that until, you know, 2025.
Shit.
This is 2021. So,
wow.
You know, and that could have just been their opinion and so forth. But it does take a while for things to get started and so forth. I mean, heck, they distributed all that money, the pandemic money. Look how many billions of dollars was distributed for that. And yet so much of that money just sat there. Because government doesn't know how to do things. They can't even distribute money properly. And it just sits there and people don't use it. And this will, you know, it's the same old story, just a different day, Butch.
It is. It is. Only it gets worse. It gets worse. I mean, any common sense that was as pretty much in we had is all gone now. And it's in the past. It's done. I mean, for Biden to spend that kind of money... And I mean, and only about a third of it went to infrastructure. Only about a third of it went to infrastructure. The rest of it went to, we'll say, pork. And folks, that's the truth. And they've spent up trillions to keep people through the COVID nonsense, so they could eat and take care of their families. So they give them money to sit at home, and nobody wanted to work. Now they still are having a hard time finding workers, and over 4 million have quit because of the COVID jab. We're seeing the insanity of this tearing this nation apart. And for the first time in history, China has overtaken the United States in wealth. China is a purely communist country. It's overtaken us for wealth. Now let that sink in a minute. America was always a leader. Always the one that made the difference and brought people out of poverty. And we had the middle class people who were not wealthy, but they were well off. And now that's going. That's basically going. It's basically gone. China has overtaken the U.S. as the wealthiest nation in the world. Now, if that doesn't say something to you about if a communist country supposedly can take over supposedly free enterprise nation, that's bad. Maybe I should tell you that we're no longer free enterprise. Maybe I should tell you that we're no longer a free country. Just think about it and let this sink your head a little bit. Go ahead, Melody.
No, and you know, we were talking about Tyson, not to go back, but it's all companies. It's not going to be the only, I mean, I wouldn't eat any Tyson's chicken, you know, if you have a choice, buy something else. But, and again, it's just not this company, it's all companies that are going to be doing the same thing. They're not going to lose a penny. And if you saw that report on how much China has outpassed the United States in wealth, it's not by a billion or two. It's a huge amount.
Yes, it is.
A huge amount. So it's not like it's neck and neck. It's we should be ashamed of ourselves.
I totally agree. They passed this up, and it's just like a thoroughbred racing against a donkey. There wasn't no competition. They just flew by us. So it is what it is, folks. It's really, that's happening right now. It's already happened. It's already happened. And
we financed it, Butch.
We did. Nixon started. I remember Nixon started going to China. First president go over there and started talking to him about doing things. And I'm sure China had to buy a lot of our debt. They now own probably half our country. But they bought a lot of our debt. That's why Nixon went over there, to keep our head above water financially. So we sold the debt to China and other places, and they end up saying, well, we'll take the debt if you'll give us this for that. And folks, let's face it, China has kept us afloat for a long time, even in our consumer goods. They've done it. Because America doesn't produce anything anymore.
We've exported the inflation that we had. That's how they were able to get the consumers to buy all those trinkets from China. We financed all their military. We paid for everything for them, gave them everything. And we just keep buying Chinese. Now we have to. We don't have a choice now.
No, we don't.
You think we're going to be able to bring back pharmaceuticals into this country? We can't. Half the people of this nation can't even afford the medicines that they're on now.
Well, we don't even make our own automobiles anymore. We assemble them. We assemble them here, but the parts are not made in this country longer. We can no longer really take care of ourselves. We have dismantled our infrastructure for production, whether it be clothing or automobiles or. Or, as she said, pharmaceuticals, everything else has been dismantled, shipped overseas. If we were to re-gear up and start over again, it would cost more than we can afford to restart over. So, folks, we're dependent upon our enemies to take care of us. Think about what I just said. Our enemies are taking care of us. Well, now, what could that lead to? I mean, China makes some of our materials for our military, Melody. I mean, China makes materials for our military?
I know.
And we're supposed to... Insane.
And my question is, what don't we know? What agreements have been made and promised? Biden's talked to, you know, the president of China. Well, today was his third time, just less than a year.
So, folks, and, I don't want to tell you. I mean, just look what you're doing. Look what's costing you to go to work every day now. These are things that are proven that the dollar is worth less each day. No, the cost of goods is not going up. The dollar is coming down. You can still buy a gallon of gas for a dime. A silver dime is now going for what, Melody?
$2.50?
Okay, so it may take you 20 cents, but you get change back. You could buy a gallon of gas if you had real money in your pocket. But I'll say this, and people ask me all the time, well, how would you use it? Folks, please understand, you're not the only person out there that understands that they don't have real money in their pocket. Business people know that also. If it comes down to it, believe me, some of these people will be tickled pink to take your silver dime and barter for something else. Because they know it's worth something. You'll not have a hard time getting rid of your precious metals. Or you can always sell them back to somebody when the price goes up. But people, I talk to people that are businessmen. They know what it's worth something. They don't use it now because they're still using paper. But the paper goes away, they're going to have to eat too. They're going to find some way to pay the bills. So you'll have it in your hand. Like I said, you'll be the wealthiest man on the block. Now just let that sink in, because the price of gasoline hit a new record in California. In one county, I'm trying to think of the name of the county, it was in Humboldt County, it was $4.97 a gallon for regular. I paid $3.089 today. That's really cheap for our area. I went to a cheap place and bought it. But $4.97, $5 a gallon for regular gas. If you drive to work every day and you burn a gallon last year, it's roughly $10, $12. You do it now in California, you're talking about $25. That's a big jump in expenses. And you didn't make that much more in your earnings either. Go ahead, Mel. Do you want to add anything to that?
Forget the earnings. Think about people and fixed incomes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And that's people my age. I mean, it's people my age that have the fixed income. Yeah. And it does get tougher. And well, they're getting a 5% raise first of the year. Inflation was 6.2 last month.
Yeah.
That they admit to. So go figure. I don't know. And of course, we still had the government talking about spending wanting more money. They're still talking about another, what is it, 1.4 billion or whatever they want to treat and want to add to this past bill.
What's the amount? It's like 175, I think.
1.75. Yeah. Wow. Trillion, folks. Trillion. And don't say, well, the Republicans will let it happen. The Republicans helped this past time. Republicans crossed the line to get it passed. So don't just wait for them to say, because they're not going to. It all benefits them. But we talked to your program today, too, about this one article I want to share that I think is... Folks, I'm not making this up. This is all for real. I'm not making this up. Los Angeles, California... Well, the whole state of California is just went off this rocker. At least the government has. The Los Angeles, California is defunding the police. Now listen, they're defunding their police and are going to use the money they're saving from that to give a guaranteed income to 3,000 residents by taxing the taxpayers $20 extra per year, or per whatever it is, to come up with $36 million to give 3,000 people $12,000 a year. And they're taking the money from the police and giving it to the people in a guaranteed income. The county and state supposed to take care of the police, the roads, and the schools. Well, they're not doing that, obviously. They have one of the biggest homeless populations in the world. But now they're going to take the police off the streets when crimes are getting so bad. Now, this is the same city, if I can find it here. Los Angeles has told people that when somebody comes to rob you, the thing to do is...
be nice.
Cooperate and comply. No point in calling the cops. He ain't there. We're taking them away. No point in calling them. They can't find him anyway. But we're going to take your money to give people $1,000 a month that don't want to work. And if somebody robs you, just go along with it. Lay down, roll over, and play dead. Because you can't fight. You don't have any guns. And they're not allowed in Los Angeles. They're not allowed. So we're seeing the insanity spread in California unbelievably. It's going to come clear across country. So they'll take your money. They'll get rid of the police department. They'll give people money, more money that don't want to work. And if you're being robbed, just be nice. Maybe they'll go away. That's what we're facing, Melody. How does a people live in a society like that?
You know, they don't. You don't. And it's just when I hear some of these stories that are really happening to people. I mean, people walking down the street just getting hit in the head and rolled over, and what you just read about L.A. and just it is shocking that it is happening in this country. And
yes.
I don't hear one politician say something, or it just amazes me. Not your mayors, not your governors, not your, you know, your senators, not your, you know, I get it lost at words.
Well, I hear music, so we got to take a break. Folks, back at the break, we're going to take phone calls, too. If you want to add anything to the conversation or ask Melody any questions, why don't you do it tonight? And because she's the one that has it on shortwave right now. If it's on shortwave, you need to at least call and thank her. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Her number to call her is toll free, 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. So you give her a call and talk to her. Ask her. I don't care, folks. I know some of you, most of y'all are not rolling in dough. I know that. Whether you got 50 or 500 or 5,000 or 10,000 to spend, put it somewhere where you know it's going to be kept in your possession of something that will never lose all its value. That's so important. If you put it back in your gun safe, if you keep cash on your premises. By the way, I'll tell you this, if the banks go under, or if they think go under, they will seize your money, and you can't do a thing about it. It's not your money. If it's in the bank, it's not your money. If it's in the bank, it's not your money. But if you have it, even put it in your gun safe somewhere or something, you're keeping it. Every day that money gets to be worth less and less. Think about these things as you plan your future. It's important. We get calls online. We'll get the call just a minute. I promise we'll get to Tom and Chris and all of you at 844-769-2944. Melody, anything that you want to add to what we were saying?
I was looking at an article here and something weird popped up on my screen, so I had to close it to make sure it wasn't some sort of a bug or something. No, anybody who wants to talk, if they want me to look at what they purchased in the past and so forth, I'd be more than happy to, price it out for them so they know where they're at and everything. And so if they do decide to continue to make purchases in the gold and silver, at least they have a plan. I get customers, Butch, who call me and they say, oh, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, and, I picked this up here and, I picked that up there. And it's like, well, that's great that you have it, but I think folks should be a little more organized, a little more plan, and picking up the best product that they can pick up
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm finished.
I'll ask you a question, then don't get the phone call because I got a lot of people calling in. Lines are full. But if someone just starting off, they say they had a couple $1,000 all they had to invest. how would you divide up between gold and silver? What would you recommend?
I mean, usually if they have a couple $1,000, I mean, the fractional pieces of gold are so expensive now, they probably just get all silver. You know, once you get into 5,000 plus, then you can pick up a gold eagle, a bullion coin or something like that, and add silver to it. So it really does come down to each and everyone's budget. And until fractional pieces become a little more affordable, they're just, you know, you just pay way too much for your gold, so you shouldn't do it. Not yet. Hopefully the premiums will come down as we see prices rise, but we'll have to wait and see. But so just be, and the scams are beginning to come out. I'm beginning to hear these, someone selling this and someone selling that. And the higher the price goes for gold and silver, the more of those you're going to hear. So you have to be very careful out there. If it's too good to be true, then it is. Not probably is, it is. And so shop around. Are we the cheapest out there? I don't want to be the lowest cost dealer, because usually if you find the lowest cost person, you're being compromised by something, whether it be the quality of the product or even the type of product that you're purchasing. So, you know, just be careful out there. It's not complicated to buy gold and silver. It becomes as complicated as you want it to be. But again, if you stick, just like anything else in this world, you stick to the basics. You stick to the fundamentals. And you'll do fine. So, but give us a call and we'll help.
Well, why is it the premiums are so high right now? I mean, the 25 and change for silver, but a silver eel goes for $35. Why are the premiums, the differences so much now? It used to be they were closer to maybe $3, $4 higher. What's got that up so high?
We saw this huge increase in wholesale premiums starting with the pandemic, going back to 2020 in March, when the markets began to correct and everybody started buying gold and silver. And because, and then coming into 2021, you saw, because we had the new design, you had the premiums just stay high. And people are paying it. If people stop paying it and stop buying silver eagles, the premiums would come down just like anything else. But we're heading into the end of the year. The U.S. Mint stops its production of the 2021 so they can begin the process of the production of 2022s. The 2022s really don't come out until, I think it's January 7th, they're allowed to release the new coins. So you get into a supply and demand issue. So there's been a lot of strong buying in silver that pushes the price up as we see our inventory levels for 2021 become a little bit lower, become a little bit less.
Even though the wholesale...
Go ahead. No, and it's the wholesalers. My premiums have stayed the same. You know, I might have raised them a little bit, nothing compared to what the wholesale premiums are. I mean, they're 90%, 95% of the cost that you pay. And like 98% of the cost that you pay.
And I don't want to make people, I'm not trying to be negative here, but the inflation's just getting started. Inflation is just getting started. You know, Venezuela as well. We go back about that. I know it many, many, many times. But that was one of the wealthiest. No, it was the wealthiest South American nation at one time. Now they have nothing. They went pure socialist, communist. They have nothing. America's going down the same road. I mean, we have farmers now who can't ship their products out because of the backlog at the ports. One dairy farm 60 miles out of off the coast of Port Los Angeles has lost $45 million over the last 3 months per month because they can't ship out their goods. They ship a lot of things overseas, you know, milk powder and butter and their different things. They can't ship it overseas because the ships aren't going out, and the ships are actually going back to where they come from empty because they can't wait in line forever to get to reload. Folks, this is killing farmers. And we know the price of used cars went up. I mean, they're having bidding wars on used equipment now, since deer has been on strike now for, like 4 or 5 weeks. They're having bidding wars on equipment. The price price of machinery to keep the farms running is going through the roof. And the farms had a rough year anyway in the Midwest with all the drought and different things, so this is not a good thing. It means food prices are going to go up. The food they're going to ship overseas is actually ruining on the dock. This is how bad it is. And don't. This is not over. This is not over. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
There's just an onslaught of adverse information coming in wave after wave after wave, and it's palpable. You can feel it in the air. But there has to be a time in the day when, like the psalmist says, be still and know that
yes.
I'm God.
Amen. Amen.
And Pastor, I'm gonna give you this information for the audience as well. I hope this is a help. But there's an a cappella band called Home Free, and they do some Christian music. And one of the songs they do is "How Great Thou Art." And if you go to, you know, you can look it up and find it. But if you listen to that, it'll give you that moment of peace where, you know, when the song's over, you can really pray. I mean, it gives you that peaceful moment where you know. I'm a musician, so I'm moved by music. So I hope that helps, and that's all I've got.
Well, thank you. You know, Tom, before you hang up, I'll mention another song that I really like. You ever heard the one "Beulah Land" by Squire Parsons?
No, but I know the McCainies, "I'm Gonna Die on the Battlefield."
The Battlefield, yes, I play that a lot. You go, type in your computer, "Beulah Land," Beulah Land, by Squire, like real Squire, Squire Parsons. Do you want to hear something
to
relax you?
Because I hate to say this, Pastor, because I've come past this point, but there was a time that I used to listen to John Hagee, and he had his daughters come up there, and they did "Beulah Land." I do know the song.
Squire Parsons wasn't put out originally, and that's a song that I listen to when I need a little stress release, or I'd hop on my side-by-side and ride down through the woods. Just some way, you're right. We need to center ourselves on Christ, but we need to go back into the battle, too, after R&R, don't we?
Yep. But you got to recharge the batteries.
Yes, we do. Good call. Thank you, Tom. Thanks so much, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Pastor.
Sweet guy, really is. You're welcome. Really sweet gentleman. Let's take one more phone call before we go back to the discussion. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Butch, thanks for this
yes, sir.
Show tonight. I tell you,
you're welcome.
You know what? We're in very serious trouble with inflation, and Melanie's right. But, you know, the main thing is we have not learned to grow food, not to have chickens to grow, have eggs, food to be self-sufficient. We have not learned that.
That's true.
We're in serious trouble in this country, very badly. You know, I've talked to people. Some are waking up, some are not. I'm trying to do my best. The government is not going to save you. This is what's going on. Louisville, Kentucky, where I live, is a blue city. People are starting somewhat to wake up. I've talked to a few people that were renters, have lost everything since COVID, and know the corporate elite are taking over things like that. But the most important thing I tell people, you better get right with Jesus. Because if
Amen.
You don't, it's over.
Amen.
Because in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 7, remember what happened in that? The city's afire. You remember we saw that, Butch?
Yes.
Last year, in many cities,
yes.
On fire. The phantom, everywhere. People look
I totally
at me
agree.
And say, well, you're crazy. I said, no, I have Jesus, because the only thing we have to do is that we've got a satanic culture. Look at our school systems. Our children are not knowing how to be self-sufficient. The family structure has been destroyed. Morality. The father
you're
is
true.
Out of the households in many cities, because a father and a mother together in a household, very crucial to have morality and to have a free country, number one.
Amen. A home is the foundation of all society.
The elite are destroying it.
Yeah, the home is foundation. If the home's destroyed, the society's destroyed. You know that. So, and
yes,
I have a guest on next week discussing the missing fathers next week on Wednesday night. The gentleman coming on wrote a book about that, and it's very interesting. So we'll have him on next week. But you're right on the money, Chris. Anything else you want to say? Any questions? Anything from Melody?
Yes, and Melody, thank you for what you're doing, because I also want to bring up something about digital currency, like the Bitcoin and all that. If we have an EMP attack or a solar flare, you're not going to get it. It's going to be gone, because computers, they're going to be shut down. You can't get anything. That's why gold and silver to have in your hand is security to your needs for food. That's what people don't understand. And we have to get the word out and educate people about that, because if technology fails, I have that book, all you have for security is gold and silver for your needs.
Amen. Amen. That's very true. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Thank you,
Chris.
Let's get one more phone call before the go ahead, Melody. What you want to say? I'm getting a phone call. Then.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, in all these, you know, if you watch these, you know, the TVs, apocalyptic movies and stuff, you know, everything is all desolate and everything. But gold still survives, and it's still the way of, you know, there's a lot of other things too, but gold is still there no matter what happens. You know, gold will be there as it has for over 5,000 years or more.
And I want to clarify, too, because some people are going to be saying, well, Pastor, the Bible says they're going to throw the gold and silver in the streets. That's true.
Mm-mm.
That's Bible. But let me tell you why. Let me tell you what this means. Folks, there are two wraths on this world. The first wrath is on the church from Satan's. We will face Satan's wrath. And preparation for yourself and your family may help you survive that, at least for a while. But when God's wrath comes on the country, and the rich man, read it for yourself, folks, the rich man will weep and howl because they'll have nothing. But the church of Christ that faces the wrath of Satan prepares yourself. The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares yourself. You put back storable food. You get a Berkey water filter we offer here through the ministry. Yeah, that's a commercial. We have them here, though. We do. You buy some precious metals. Do what you can, and it keeps supply of guns and ammo if you need it. God forbid you will, but you never know. We're going to civil war, I think, one day real soon, folks. I think it's inevitable. But nonetheless, Satan's wrath, you'll not throw that stuff into the streets. You'll sell and barter it. Under God's wrath, it'll do you no good. Learn to separate those two things, okay? Let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Yes, and I want to say thank you very much to Ms. Melody Segerstrom for helping to finance your shortwave. So thank you very much, Melody.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And if you're going to buy gold and silver, and I would imagine it's best to buy silver, because gold pieces you are not going to be bartering this easily as you will a silver dollar. So I recommend silver if you're going to get it from Melody Segerstrom. And Pastor Butch hit something very important, and that is, besides lead, you need water. And you need to get a Berkey filter. If you need a Berkey filter, I highly recommend that you get it from Pastor Butch Paw. So support Pastor Butch and support Melody by doing those things. And thank you, Pastor Butch, for your great courage. And thank you, Melody, for yours. And God bless you both.
Well, Daryl, hang on a second, Daryl. I want to ask Melody a question with something you mentioned. Melody, he mentioned fraction gold, and silver might be easier to barter. Explain to us, how would you use fraction gold? Why would it be good to have some of that? Tell us if there's a reason. What is it?
Well, I think sometimes, folks, we focus on preparing and doing what we need to do, and we don't look at the big picture that, again, we have many different budgets and so forth. And, yeah, gold is your savings account. Silver is your checking account. And don't just plan on just buying silver just to barter with and to buy things with. It's a bigger picture of saving your purchasing power, of protecting your purchasing power. So, again, it all depends on what budget you're in. But don't think that precious metals is just there to buy things. And, oh, well, I mean, I might have a 401 and a pension plan, but I just want a little bit so I can buy things. That's not shouldn't be the only reason you buy precious metals. And silver is great. The 90% silver is one of the best things that you can have for purchasing and bartering, because it's still recognizable in the stores. You can still use it. Now, you don't want to, but I'm talking about extreme emergencies. And number one, if you can ever, for whatever reason, you'll always want to sell your metals into the market first and get whatever the rate of exchange might be at that point in time. Now, that doesn't say if the system's down and you can't ship it and, you know, whatever the case may be, then you can use it for your bartering and your purchasing of things and so forth. And people say, well, I want to have small pieces of silver. Does it come in half ounce and so forth? Prices will be higher. You don't have to worry about half-ounce silver coins. And yes, you have 90% silver, the quarters and dimes. That's great. That's fantastic. But if you're looking for pure silver, just buy the Silver Eagle. If you just want to buy it as an investment, then just get silver rounds. So there's different products that meet different needs. And that's what we do. We try to help people make that final decision on where they need to be and what their objective is, not ours.
All right, Daryl, I hope that maybe that answered my question. I hope that answers yours too, Daryl, maybe.
It does, and I want to say one more thing, and that is, folks, Pastor Butch's new book is coming out real soon. He uses lots of old King James Version Bible verses in his books, so please, you know, consider getting his new book when it comes out, and you can pre-order it right now, I believe. So thank you so much, both of you.
Thank
God bless you.
I'm not going to do a commercial for me, but thank you, Daryl. The new book will be out, folks, hopefully within a week. So I keep saying that, but it's been a delay after delay for different reasons. It's available at $14.95. All right, let's go to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor.
Hey.
We were talking about the farms and the farmers not being able to sell what they have because they can't ship it. Well, now they're going to plan on getting rid of the farms.
Of course.
The CO2 pipeline going right through the Corn Belt. Your corn, your beans, all that stuff growing in the Midwest, it's going to be gone.
Well, we know that Bill Gates bought up, I think, like 280,000 acres of farmland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to raise vegetables on it. I really don't. So, yeah, if they take the food supply, there's nothing left, is there, Melody?
No, there isn't.
So, this is for real stuff.
Here.
Go ahead, Jan.
Right near me.
Right near you.
Century old farms. I mean, people been there for six generations. They're going to have no choice. They are going to lose that land.
Oh, my.
So they can pump
sad.
CO2 into the ground. Take all the topsoil off and pump CO2 into the ground.
And what's the purpose of that?
Oh, they got to get rid of the stuff in the air. Carbon dioxide.
But if they get rid of that, the plants will, die.
Yeah.
Duh. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they want to go to Mars.
Yeah, okay. Well,
maybe they're more home there, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, they are alien, aren't they?
I mean, if we can get them there, I'll help pay the trip one way.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Jan.
Everybody contribute.
There you go.
On the next flight.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that'll do. I don't think
right,
I like the new
Jan.
Design they got for the quarter, though.
I haven't seen it. What is it?
They're getting rid of our old Silver Eagle and redesigning it, and I don't think I'm going to like what I see.
Okay, all right.
Well, they redesigned the back. They redesigned the back. The reverse.
Yeah.
The front's still the same.
I like the old ones.
We're not going to see In God We Trust anymore.
That's probably a good point.
They'll,
all right,
they'll
Jan,
do
thank
it very
you.
Quietly.
Good call. And folks, again, call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. As you can see, she's just a regular person. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim in Georgia. Come on in, Jim.
All right, Pastor, do you remember Lindsey Williams about, probably 7, 8, 9 years ago, predicted that we would be so poor that we would not have the funds to resist these people?
Yes, I remember that.
You remember him saying that?
I sure do.
Well, here you are.
Very true.
Now,
he also said that... But he also said that even if you have groceries on the shelf, you're not going to be able to afford them. There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is he still, Lindsey Williams still with us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's still around. He lives in Arizona. I hear from him once in a while.
Okay. Because I'm just be curious what he would have to say about all this. Okay. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Jim.
Right,
thanks
bye-bye.
So much.
And,
all right,
bye-bye.
I mean, wow, good phone calls. Good phone calls. And, folks, I don't know what else we can add to this. I mean, we talk about Civil War. We know that the governor of Wisconsin, Evers, is going to get caught National Guard troops to support the cops. That's the military folks doing civil business. Totally unconstitutional. But who cares about Constitution? Really, think about it. And a guy named Brian Michael Jenkins has wrote an article that talked about asking the question, are we nearing a civil war? And he gives some reasons why he thinks we are. And I tend to agree. And it's getting down to the point now that China is threatening Australia. Said that if you interfere with us in Taiwan, you're going to be under heavy attack. I also said the same thing to all the allies of Taiwan. You don't want to do this, folks. We have 100,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. People are getting ready for war. The Bible predicts this. Matthew 24. Read it for yourself. It's happening. And now it's getting so bad, to show this on Melody's program day, that 3 out of 5 Americans are going to ban their family members who are not vaccinated from coming to family gatherings. 3 out of 5 of them are going to not allow their unvaccinated families to come to Thanksgiving dinner or the holiday dinners. That's how divided we are as a nation. Yes, civil war is coming. I don't like to say it. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling the truth. I pray that God intercedes and it goes away, but I don't think so. Again, another good reason for you that you need to call Melody up and prepare yourself as best you can for whatever you can. You know, Melody, most folks I know are like me. They can't afford to do a lot. And believe me, I know that. But they can buy some canned goods and put back. They'll last several years. If you can't afford store-bought food, buy some canned goods. Buy an extra can or two of beans when you go to the store. Do something like that in small ways as quickly as possible and put them back. Do get a Berkey water filter. We have them available to ministry. When we can get them, they're actually backlogged. I mean, they can't get parts in either. But we'll get them in when we can, and we have a decent price on them, folks. It's worth every penny of it to have fresh water. You can't go without water very long. And as I said before, if you can afford it, get you some way to defend yourself and your family, please do that. And call Melody at 800-375-4188. About 30 seconds left, Melody. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me here, and I want to thank the listeners and the callers. They were all great calls. I appreciate them, and I appreciate your listeners. And just, you know, one thing, too. I hear the music, so that 30 seconds is gone. Thank you, Butch.
All right. I'll see you, I guess, Wednesday afternoon on your program. Thanks, Melody. God bless. And, folks, we'll see you tomorrow night again. So you hang in there for the night. And God bless y'all. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.